We are so pleased to welcome Janet Kennedy to The Line this morning. She is also a candidate for the Duluth City Council, an at-large position, and she joins us this morning. Hey, Janet, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Thank you.
Nice to have you on The Line with us this morning. Yesterday, we talked with Rich Updegrove, and one of the first questions I asked him had to do with housing. Duluth's historic lack of and famous and infamous lack of housing affects everything from businesses that want to locate here and people, their new employees, to have no place to live, to obviously trickle-down issues with middle- and low-income folks that are struggling to find a place to live or a place to rent. I still, as I mentioned to Rich yesterday, I still don't completely understand why building new housing, other than some of the bedrock, literally bedrock issues, is so difficult. But it is something that people grapple with and people all across the community are affected by. What is your sense of Duluth's housing situation and how you might move forward with that, trying to improve it?
Well, thank you for that question. Again, I'm Janet Kennedy, and I'm running for Duluth City Council at large because I believe a community can survive and prosper as a whole. When we're all making, to make sure we have equality in our city, when we're all walking on even ground, we're going to make better decisions when we have a more inclusive city leadership. So with respect to housing, working on the Planning Commission and working with the Health and All Policies and working with my business, Healthy Alliance of Matter Consulting, I've been able to help move forward language into our principles, which are governing principles on how we're building housing, how we're building transportation, how we're building economic development opportunities, and how we're moving forward our environmental issues, and then how we're building our energy and conservation. And I believe the health and fairness language that we've put into the comp plan will help some of our housing. And that language is built around making sure we maximize equality for everyone around health and fairness. A couple of things about housing shortages. Right now we have 2% vacancy available here in Duluth, which is lower than the state's 4%. Affordable housing developments have been put on hold over the past 2 years because of lack of state and federal dollars, and it's declined since 1996. So we're currently receiving $3 million less every year. You know, that's going to put families and individuals into homelessness and a lot of people living with housing insecurities. Right now, we have developments that are happening and using our tax dollars through TIP and abatements. And one of the things we can do is to help to build, you know, incentives to secure maybe more money for a housing fund that was mentioned at the Local Solutions to End Poverty, which would be really nice. And that would be able to create some sort of kitty going forward to make sure that when we have developers using some of our tax dollars, that they can help create some of these housing needs that we have. You know, we need local solutions since we aren't getting a lot of money from the state and the federal. And we have a lot of organizations that are working hard on that, a lot of individuals. And, you know, I really think that when we have a diverse policy-making table, we're going to have better solutions for this housing issue.
Janet, one of the other things I'm curious about is the mayor's solution, proposed solution now to increase the sales tax to help to pay for Duluth's roads. Roads continue to be, of course, an ongoing issue here in our community. What's your sense of that proposal by the mayor?
Well, the proposal is a good one. The really nice thing about the proposal is that we get to decide as voters. It's going to be on the ballot on November 7th, and so we get to choose. You know, we've had many community members who are frustrated with our streets. We have 450 miles of streets, 400 miles of sidewalks. Our current funding isn't sustainable for, you know, 85,000. I believe we have 83,000 people, residents now. You know, investments to our streets is a priority. You know, that's going to help to build economic viability for businesses. We just need good roads. We also need to make sure our transportation is diverse and that we have access for all people, whether it be sidewalks for people living with disabilities or bikes and people walking. We need to make sure we have good transportation overall. You know, the sales tax is a good start. It spreads the burden around to everyone who uses our roads, who use our roads every day, and that's including the people that don't live here in Chibut or don't choose to. And so the ones who do choose to, we're not giving that burden 100%. It's also going to be nice because it alleviates, you know, it's not going to be taxing clothing and property this time around. And it has a sunset of 25 years, and it'll be solely earmarked for sidewalks and streets by the legislation.
Janet, what are some of the other, you, of course, were at the Local Solutions to Poverty Forum, KUMD was there. What are some of the other concerns that you have or that you would particularly like to address moving forward? What do you see as some of the most significant concerns that would demand your immediate attention?
Well, right now I'm doing a walk across the city east to west and meeting people right where they're at, listening to people's ideas in their homes, in their businesses, on their streets, on our streets, you know. And what I've learned and how we're going to make a difference is that everyone in our city must do well to sustain Duluth's progress. And it really does matter who's at the table making the decision. As an organizer and advocate, I care deeply about health equity, you know, and looking at neighborhoods and the 11-year difference in life expectancy. I've done a lot of work building grassroots organizations rooted in neighborhood growth, you know, and I really understand comprehensive priorities and looking forward to bringing a unique, fresh voice to the city council as we continue moving forward with everyone. And when we look at health equity, we're talking about the social, the environmental, and the economic impacts of how we can, you know, build policies that work for everyone to make a difference.
Janet, thank you so very, very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. It was great. We really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you, and I love your vote November 7th. We can make a difference.
Janet Kennedy this morning. She is running for one of the city council at large positions here in Duluth.